How many hot rolls do we make? How many hot rolls do you make in a night?
A night, about 2,800.
2,800?
2,500?
Yeah. Thousands of hot rolls are just the appetizer when it comes to all the food available at the Taneytown Grape Festival. The 115th edition of the event is underway in Taneytown this week. And yesterday morning, the kitchen in the St. Joseph Parish Hall was full of chefs and volunteers by 8 o'clock. Roger Penalto was standing on a footstool near the back of the kitchen, stirring a massive pot of spaghetti sauce.
90 gallons.
And so you're here stirring.
Stirring and stirring.
He'd already been on his feet stirring those 90 gallons for more than an hour, and he had a long time left to go at his post. This is not easy work.
No, it's not.
And how long will you be on that stool stirring?
Probably about another hour.
The Taneytown Festival is one of the single longest enduring annual traditions for miles. The first such event was held as a celebration by a newly arrived community of Italian immigrants to Northwest Arkansas in the late 19th century. Today's festival still includes a bocce ball tournament, recognition of the founders of the town, and what is a culinary standard for Taneytown, spaghetti and chicken.
The men used to go around to all the homes and ask for donations before the festival. Some people would give flour sacks for the tea towels. Some would give eggs to make the spaghetti, and other people would give live chickens.
Antoinette Penalto was born in Taneytown and continues to help get the food ready for the festival.
And they'd have a coop in back of their pickups, and they would put these live chickens in, and that's how it started. And over the years, I think two or three times, we've tried the meatballs, and people wanted the chicken, so we've always gone back to the chicken.
Yesterday morning, Antoinette Penalto stepped outside the parish hall for just a few minutes to explain what's happening inside and what's been going on not just for the past week, but for more than 100 Augusts before this one, including making all that spaghetti sauce.
They started yesterday. They made a batch, which is 90 gallons. Today they will make another 90 gallons. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday they make 90 gallons each day. That's 5 days at 90.
So
450.
450 gallons.
Yes. Yesterday and today's will be the extra sauce. Thursday they'll make the sauce and use it Thursday night. Then if they need extra, they dip into Tuesday or Wednesday sauce. We put it in the walk-in.
When did the noodles start?
We make those in July. It takes 4 days.
There are many direct connections to the first Taneytown festivals, but there have been some changes, welcome changes. As much work as it takes now, preparations are still a bit easier in the 21st century.
Oh, yes. It's changed a lot. Back then, like I said, you know, they had to dress the chickens and cut them up and everything. I can remember my mother rolling out the spaghetti. She had these long, probably 4 foot long rolling pins that they used to roll it out and cut it all by hand. Now, of course, we have machines. We plug the machines in and run it through the machines. But then we served a few hundred each night. Now we serve thousands. So that's the difference.
The carnival does attract thousands with the food, the free live music, the crowning of the queen, the grape stomp, and the carnival rides. Still others will travel miles to just take something back to a home kitchen.
The carnival opens at 4, but people play, you know, all day long. They buy the dry spaghetti and take it home. We've got people from Oklahoma and all over come in and buy boxes. They'll buy 20, 40, 60 bags of it and use it all year. And so we get rid of a lot of spaghetti that way. We call it the bazaar spaghetti because it's bagged. Then we have the dinner spaghettis that we cook here.
Whether you eat your spaghetti at the festival in Taneytown, take it home with you, or both, you can enjoy the Taneytown Grape Festival, the 115th Taneytown Grape Festival, through Saturday night in Taneytown on Highway 412. This is Ozarks at Large.
Yeah, that's our pan now.